Welcome back to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building something with a lot more personality than a standard riser. We are creating a concrete echo transition, that gritty pirate radio moment that sounds like a signal drifting through concrete walls, getting chewed up by tape, delay, and space, then snapping hard into a jungle or old-school drum and bass drop. The reason this is so useful is simple. In D&B, transitions have to do two jobs at once. They need to build tension, but they also need to protect the groove. If the transition is too full, it crowds the drop. If it's too soft, the arrangement loses attitude. So the goal here is not just to make something big. The goal is to make something controlled, dirty, and musical. Start with a source that already feels like broadcast material. A short vocal phrase works brilliantly. So does a siren, a stab, a noisy synth hit, or a tiny break fragment. You do not want a full musical loop here. You want something short and characterful. Something that can survive being filtered and treated. Drop it onto an audio track and trim it down to a half bar or one bar event. What to listen for here is very important. Does the source still have identity once it's stripped down? If it turns into dead noise the moment you filter it, choose a different sample. You want something with enough harmonic content to keep its attitude, even when it's crushed. Now build the core Ableton chain. Keep it simple and effective. Put auto filter first. Then saturator, then echo, then reverb. That order matters. First you shape the bandwidth, then you add grit, then you create rhythmic motion. Then you throw the whole thing into space. A good starting point is a low-pass filter, around 400 Hz to maybe 1.2 kHz for the opening part of the transition. Keep resonance moderate. Then add a few dB of saturator drive, enough to rough it up without destroying the character. After that, use echo sync to something like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/4, with feedback somewhere in the 20 to 45% range. Finally, add reverb with a decay of a few seconds, but keep the low end under control with a strong low cut. Why this works in D&B is because the transition stays in the mid-range, where the ear pays attention, while the sub and low bass remain free for the actual drop. That's a huge part of making this kind of moment feel powerful instead of muddy. What to listen for is the delay behavior. It should feel like a shadow of the source, not a second lead line sitting on top of it. If the repeats are smearing the phrase, shorten the feedback and narrow the echo filter a bit. You want shadow, not clutter. Once the effect starts sounding musically useful, commit it. Resample it to a new audio track. This is a big move. Printing the sound gives you freedom. Suddenly you can slice it, reverse it, mute parts of the tail, or create a fake out before the drop. In drum and bass, transitions often work better when you edit them like drum material, not like a static effect. If you hear the moment and think, yes, that's the station collapsing into the tunnel, that's your sign to print. Don't overwork it. Get the movement down first, then arrange. Now shape the automation across a clear 2-bar or 4-bar phrase. Think in arcs, not chaos. Start distant and narrow, then bring in more saturation. Then open the filter and let the echo and reverb bloom. Finally, pull everything back hard right before the downbeat. A really solid movement is this. The filter opens from low and murky to much brighter and wider. Echo feedback rises toward the end of the phrase. Reverb gets wetter late in the build. Then, just before the drop, you cut the space away fast. You can even pull the volume down slightly for that signal fading behind the wall feeling. What to listen for is shape. The best version usually has three emotional stages. First, the sound feels distant and narrow. Then it gets more saturated and more obvious. Then it opens up and destabilizes, before disappearing fast. That disappearing part is crucial. The transition should not finish loudly. It should make room. You can lean the sound in one of two directions. If you want dusty pirate radio charm, keep the source more mid-rangey, use moderate saturation, allow a longer echo tail and let the reverb bloom a little wider. That's great for jungle intros, nostalgic old-school sections, and vocal-led breakdown exits. If you want a brutal concrete hit, shorten the source, push saturation harder, tighten the delay, and cut the low end aggressively. That works well for darker rollers and heavier drop leads. Both are valid. The choice is really about the story you want the transition to tell. At this point, a little texture underneath can really help. You can layer in subtle vinyl crackle, a chopped break, room tone, crowd noise, or a reversed break tail. Keep it quiet and treat it like atmosphere, not a second groove. If you use a break texture, high pass it so it doesn't fight the main drums. This is where the arrangement starts to feel old school and alive. The transition should feel like it belongs to the rhythm of the tune, not like an FX sticker pasted on top. Now, One of the most common mistakes is letting the transition run too full into the drop. That kills impact. The last half bar before the drop needs space. So cut the echo feedback down, reduce the reverb wetness, and stop any extra noise bed before the first kick or snare lands. That little vacuum makes the drum entry feel much bigger. Why this works in DNB is because the drop needs contrast. The listener has to feel the room clear out before the drums hit. If the transition keeps speaking through the downbeat, the kick loses authority and the snare loses punch. So make the last beat feel emptier. That emptiness is weight. Always check the transition in context. Don't spend forever soloing it. Play it with the actual drums and bass. Then listen for whether it's stealing the snare's midrange, or whether it's eating low-mid space that belongs to the bass line. What to listen for here is the 200 to 500 Hz zone. That's where this kind of effect can go from believable concrete texture to cardboard box real quick. If it gets boxy, don't just add more reverb. First try removing a little of that range from the source or from the printed audio. Often, less is better. If the effect feels stronger when it's quieter, that's usually a good sign you already had enough processing. You can also create one short broadcast failure moment for extra drama. A quick filter dip and read open, a tiny echo surge, or a brief volume duck can make the whole thing feel like a pirate signal breaking up under pressure. Keep it very short, one beat or less, just enough to suggest instability. For arrangement, think of a concrete echo as a phrase-level event, not just a sound. Give it a job. It might be a warning, a lift, a fake out, or a hard handoff into the drop. That decision changes everything. It affects how long the tail should be, how much midrange you keep, and how sharply you cut it off. A strong way to arrange it is to let the first part stay dryish and narrow, then build into a more saturated and wider version, and finally strip it back right before the drop. If you want a DJ-friendly intro, keep the early part open and readable for beat matching. If you want a more theatrical streaming arrangement, you can be more dramatic and let the transition do more storytelling. A really effective old-school move is to let the echo and reverb interact with the spaces between break hits. That keeps the groove intact and makes the FX feel embedded in the rhythm. And for heavier material, do not be afraid to cut the transition short on purpose. In drum and bass, a confident early cut often hits harder than a long cinematic fade. So here's the practical exercise. Use one short source clip, only stock Ableton devices, and automate no more than 4 parameters. Build one printed transition that feels dusty and one that feels heavier. Then place it into a real 16-bar intro or a 4-bar drop handoff. Test it with your drums and bass. If it creates tension without masking the snare, if the low end stays clean, and if the last beat opens space instead of cluttering it, you've nailed it. And that's the heart of the concrete echo idea. Broadcast character, controlled decay, and clean arrangement timing. Shape it with filter, saturation, echo, and reverb. Automate it with intention. Print it when the movement feels right. Keep the bass lane clear. And always let the drop enter a space that feels earned. Now go build one. Make it sound like a pirate station trapped inside a concrete stairwell, then cut loose by the drop. That's the vibe. That's the power. Let's hear what you make.